Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. This new 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building action from across the state, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in Downeast Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cutler. As an Island Institute Fellow, I serve as a Climate to Thrive's Community Engagement Coordinator. Let's dive in. Here in Maine, many of the buildings we live our lives in are part of an aging stock. They've got character, but they're often leaky, and in the winter, they use a lot of fuel to heat and still get cold. This is bad news for our comfort and well-being, our pocketbooks, and the climate. 60% of Mainers heat their homes with fuel oil, compared to just 4% nationwide, making us the most fuel oil-reliant state in the nation, which is both carbon-intensive and comes at an increasingly high cost. With rising fuel prices putting many neighbors at risk of having to choose between keeping warm and meeting other basic needs, heating assistance programs from groups like Downeast Community Partners can't keep up with need. Weatherizing and insulating a leaky building can generate big energy savings, but it can involve upfront costs that aren't always within reach, even with efficiency main rebates. That's where Window Dressers comes in. This nonprofit offers an impactful, low-cost first step made from readily available materials and constructed by volunteers. Mark Sullivan is one of the local coordinators for the MDI team.
What we do is enable homeowners and renters to have access to insulating window inserts, in essence, interior storm windows, that provide a huge amount of comfort and energy savings. It's very much a community-based model. It's volunteer labor. We do even call it kind of an energy-focused barn raising at a community build, which are held all over the state.
Community builds are there for when solo DIY efforts to deal with drafts just aren't cutting it.
People have had the very fun experience of taping up those sheets of plastic across their windows, getting out the hairdryer, doing their best to provide a seal, and the effectiveness is not what people can achieve if they go a little bit of extra step for these inserts.
Their costs are around 50% lower than commercial alternatives, and each individual insert can save an average of 8.5 gallons of heating oil per year.
We laser measure the inside of the window frame down to the hundredth of an inch. The software feeds automatic saws in the production facility in Searsmont. We bring all those materials back to our respective community builds. These things are durable, totally removable, store them in the mild weather, and then when heating season comes around again, you pop them in. The payback on a window dresser's insert is usually just under 2 heating seasons.
Inserts are available at no cost for those who qualify for public assistance programs, as long as recipients put in a shift helping out with the build. At these community builds, there are different jobs for different abilities with no prior experience required. There's coffee, lunch, patient shift supervisors, laughter, and good conversations.
And that's where the magic happens. Building the frames, a tremendously fun thing for people to get involved in. That's anybody, regardless of physical ability, mobility, any DIY experience, everybody who comes can make a contribution at Community Build.
This season is Window Dressers' biggest yet, with 22 main builds in communities from Portland to Calais. This initiative started in 2010, and now, as of 2021, Window Dressers has brought almost 50,000 inserts to Maine homes, saving an estimated 2,650,000 gallons of fuel oil.
Just this fall, we have built, with all of our volunteers, over 5,000 new insulating window inserts that are going to be in action and saving people money and making people much more comfortable. This is a DIY and a community-oriented thing where you're taking into your own hands aspects of energy and cost at your home. It's just a great way to go.
During a shift at Window Dressers, neighbors are building something that saves money, improves well-being, and helps address the climate crisis while bringing us closer together. For more information on builds happening in your community, or how to initiate one or get inserts of your own, visit www.windowdressers.org. This has been Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with
A Climate to Thrive on WERU-FM. We are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.